Scott Hagerstrom. He is the Michigan State Director for Americans for Prosperity. Scott, how are you?
Good, good. Good morning.
Thanks so much for being with us this morning. Tell me, how many members do you have in Michigan now?
We're now up over 65,000.
And
65,000 Michigan residents.
And for folks who don't know, tell them what Americans for Prosperity is.
Yes, Americans for Prosperity is a nonprofit. We work for limited government and economic liberty. We don't take on any social issues, immigration issues, foreign policy. We're just dedicated to limited government and economic liberty issues.
Tell me what you think about Herman Cain's 999 program.
That's a good question. Well, certainly some of the economic analysis out there from the likes of economist Steve Moore, the Wall Street Journal, and Art Laffer, famous for the Laffer curve and supply-side economics, have been very favorable to the plan. Certainly a 9% income tax would be great. It's very low. We have some of the highest corporate taxes in the world, so a 9% corporate tax would really be an engine of growth for businesses and allow them to really expand, grow, and hire new employees. The one part of the plan that I'm still unsure about is the 9% national sales tax. I know Stephen Moore of the Wall Street Journal recently said that even though he thinks the plan is great, he thinks politically the 9% sales tax is a hard sell with an American public and believes that part of the plan may have to go. But, you know, if you're looking to economists, they seem to be very favorable. However, some people fear if we introduce a new tax like a sales tax, you know, once you introduce a new tax, it may never go away. So that's the part I have a little bit of caution about. But I certainly want to hear more and learn more. And before people vote, people that are going to be voting in the Republican primary, at least, you know, they have some time here in Michigan until February 28th to make a decision and really study the candidates.
Americans for Prosperity Michigan, what would you say are the top agenda items for you? What do you want to get the word out to folks?
Yeah, we just recently completed a poll, and some of our top agenda items we polled on, five items. Right to work, giving people in Michigan the freedom, whether they want to join a union or not, a private third-party organization. Limiting property taxes to the value of a home. We have some of the highest property taxes in the country on primary residences. Stopping the building of a government bridge between Canada and Michigan. And allowing teachers... There's also some interesting legislation that's a subset of right to work, allowing teachers the right as professionals, whether to choose whether they want to join a union or not. Transparency, putting the entire state checkbook online so citizens can see how their tax dollars are being spent. Those are some of the issues that we're looking at, and we did do a recent poll on those issues here in Michigan.
Scott, will you support anybody for president?
No, we do not support candidates. We look at issue by issue, and, candidates, they're people, and they, no matter what, we won't agree 100% with any candidate. But if we look at issues and we look at those issues that we believe will bring prosperity based on the foundations of capitalism and economic liberty and limited government and allowing people the freedom to keep what they earn, to be able to operate and respect the rule of law and property rights, we believe that will bring prosperity. And so we do not endorse candidates.
Before I let you go, are you happy with Rick Snyder and his administration?
Well, there's some things that he's doing that we're happy with and some things that he's doing that we're not happy with. Certainly we're not supportive of the government bridge between Detroit and Windsor, with traffic down over 40% since 1999. And we have to remember that we're also federal taxpayers. And we also have to remember that we have a lot of debt in this country, and we don't need to take on a $550 million loan from Canada. We don't need to be spending state or federal tax dollars. You know, he said this bridge wouldn't cost a dime, yet the bill that's been introduced has an appropriation of state tax dollars in it and mandates other state spending by the Michigan Department of Transportation. You know, next week he's going to be proposing his transportation plan, and we hope that it doesn't include any gas tax increases or fee increases on vehicle registration. But, you know, eliminating the Michigan business tax, that was needed. That was well needed. Eliminating project labor agreements, that was needed. Some of the education reforms going through are really great and really put kids first. So it's a mixed bag. We agree with some of what he's doing, and we disagree with others. And we'll, if we disagree, we'll speak out.
Scott, it's interesting when you talk about the bridge, because what we hear from the other side, the proponents of the bridge, is that no tax dollars, no state dollars will be used in the building of that bridge. Do you don't agree with that?
That's just disingenuous. If you just read the bill, well, as taxpayers, we've already spent over $41 million on studies and consultants looking at building the bridge. This was done through the Michigan Department of Transportation. In addition, if you read the bill, there's an appropriation in the bill of state tax dollars. There's a mandate once the project is built that all the new interchanges and connectors will be maintained by the taxpayers of the state. In addition, it requires the Department of Transportation to be a conduit and carry out all the financing for the new government authority. It requires the Department of Transportation to build a website and maintain a website. So when they say there's not a dime of taxpayer dollars for this project, that's very disingenuous. In addition, if you look at Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, those also were not. There was no legal obligation to pay those debts, and it was not supposed to cost taxpayers a dime. But yet, billions and billions of dollars in taxpayers' dollars were spent bailing them out. Also, look at the Mackinac Bridge. When that was built, there was language in those bills saying that the taxpayers would not be on the hook. Yet, the taxpayers of Michigan have spent millions of dollars subsidizing that bridge. So, you know, we already have three connections, three bridges, plus a tunnel to Canada. Traffic is down tremendously. We don't need to put taxpayers of Michigan at risk. Look at the Michigan Education Trust. That is not, we are not legally obligated to bail that out. But I can tell you, if that entity went broke, there would be parents and kids across college kids across the state, you know, asking for a bailout. And our credit rating is on the line. There's over $23 billion that we owe that we're not legally obligated to, but we have a moral obligation. And it's a de facto guarantee, and we have to be very careful about how we move forward, because the bottom line, the state of Michigan and the taxpayers of the state, their reputation's on the line. And if this goes broke and we don't back it up, that's going to put a lot of our other debt and ability to borrow in jeopardy.
So, Scott, you think that the supporters of this bridge are lying to us?
Well, right. Read the bill. Yes, there's an appropriation in the bill, flat-out appropriation. And when they say not a dime, like I said, we've already spent $41 million. So I think they need to get their facts straight.
Scott.
Maybe, you know, I don't want to say lying because a lot of politicians don't read the bill. And so I'd ask them to read the bill. And maybe whether they're lying or it's ignorance, I'm not sure. But they're not being truthful.
Scott Hagerstrom is the executive director for the Michigan Americans for Prosperity. Scott, thanks so much for chatting with us this morning.